Well, David Obey is on the line, and let me welcome him on the air and remind you that you can call in to talk with him by calling a different number. Our call-in number is 1-800-642-1234, 1-800-642-1234. You can also send an email to talk@wpr.org. Congressman David Obey represents Wisconsin's 7th Congressional District, which covers most of north-central Wisconsin. He has been doing so for nearly 40 years. He is the longest-serving member of the U.S. U.S. Congress in Wisconsin history, and he is the current chair of the House Appropriations Committee. He's also author of the book, his autobiography, his memoir, Raising Hell for Justice, The Washington Battles of a Heartland Progressive. And he joins us by telephone. Good morning.
Good morning, Joy.
I want to talk with you about some of the things that President Bush had to say in his news conference yesterday. But first, let's talk some about your book and how you became this Heartland progressive. What changed your political philosophy, your view of the role of government, from a kid in Wausau who campaigned for Republican candidates to the Democrat you are today?
Well, a couple of things. First of all, the supporters of Joe McCarthy back in the 50s on the Wausau School Board tried to go after the best teacher I ever had, my high school history teacher, Art Henderson. They attacked him and claimed he was a communist. He was about as red skeleton. And it was just a vicious character assassination directed against him. And I just concluded that if that's what the Republican Party stood for in Marathon County, I wanted no part of it. And then I really became amazed at the quality of thought that Adlai Stevenson was demonstrating in the 56 campaign. And then I also became familiar with the La Follette progressive legacy in Wisconsin, which was very evident in support of working class people rather than special interests, and that's what swung me to be a progressive and a Democrat.
Yeah. And you also talk about your dad losing one of his jobs, learning about the dangers of asbestos when you yourself used to lay floors that and had to deal with this. And I think it was your grandmother who lived near a plant that was polluting?
Sure. Mm-hmm. I mean, she lived on 3rd Avenue in Wausau, which is two blocks from the 3M company where my dad worked. Mm-hmm. And any time you went over to visit her, you would first, if you wanted to sit down on a chair in the porch, you'd have to take a wet rag and clean it off because you had the silicone dust that settled all over the neighborhood. And I also saw the junk that was being poured by the paper mills into the Wisconsin River, mm-hmm. turning that river into an open sewer. So there are a lot of things that demonstrated to me the necessity for government to step in to knock the rough edges off capitalism and help the little guy.
Yeah, I just noticed on the wire today that it was 35 years ago today that the Federal Clean Water Act took effect. That was a good thing?
You bet. And Wisconsin was right at the center of the leadership on that. In those days, you had giants like Gaylord Nelson, Ed Muskie, Bob Stafford on the Republican side, and Scoop Jackson, and they were a juggernaut in terms of moving the country forward on all kinds of conservation and environmental issues.
Yeah. Before we move on to Congress today, I wondered if you could comment a little bit. You spent quite some time in the Wisconsin legislature, and you also, I'm sure, still watch what's going on today. What do you make of this budget stalemate that we have going on right now here?
I have been absolutely astounded by the childishness of the Assembly Republicans. When I was in the legislature, politics took place in two steps. The parties would first define their differences, and then they would resolve them. It seems to me that the Republican caucus in the Assembly has learned all too well the lesson of how to define themselves, but they have forgotten the lesson that the next thing you have to do is sit down and resolve your differences. That's what would happen in an adult world anyway. it's clear to me that they're approaching their duties like nihilists who don't want anything, don't care what the state delivers, and so they're perfectly happy to allow this chaos to go on forever. It's to me an amazing performance, and based on what I hear around the state, I think they're going to pay a big price for it in the next election.
We will take your phone calls for Representative David Obey, U.S. Representative from Wisconsin's 7th Congressional District, after we check the weather. 1-800-642-1234 or talk at WPR.org. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network. This is the Ideas Network. I'm Joy Cardine. Happy to have you along and happy to be talking with David Obey, author of his new book, Raising Hell for Justice, The Washington Battles of a Heartland Progressive. David Obey represents Wisconsin's 7th Congressional District and is chair of the House Appropriations Committee. And our lines are full at the moment. We'll get to as many of your calls as possible. But first, Representative Obey, President Bush yesterday accused Congress of dragging its feet on key pieces of legislation. At this news conference yesterday, he urged quick action on budget issues and the children's health proposal. Is Congress dragging its feet on these issues?
I mean, let me get this straight. The president who has been spectacularly mismanaging the Iraqi war, the president who didn't have a clue about how to deal with the disaster after Katrina, the president who took us from surpluses to the largest deficits and the biggest debt in national history, is now giving somebody else lectures on political management. The fact is that for only the second time during the Bush presidency, we have passed every single appropriation bill through the House before the August recess. And that was mighty tough, because when we took over in January, the Republicans had not passed a single appropriation bill on the domestic side for last year's budget. So we first had to clean up their mess. Then we had to spend almost 5 weeks dealing with his second piece of leftover business, the Iraqi war. He had a supplemental funding request pending from last year, which the Republican Congress never got around to. So we had to finish that. So we had to do all of our work on the budget in about half the time that a Congress normally has. And despite that fact, we got them all through the House. They're now working through the Senate. I sat down with Jim Nussle, the president's budget director, 3 weeks ago, and I said, look it, we've already defined our position on these issues. We don't need to go to any further song and dance. Why don't we sit down right now and begin to work out a compromise? You know, I'll go halfway, you go halfway. That's what adults ought to do. His response to me was, well, I'm new on the job, but he said, as I go around the White House, I can't find anybody who's interested in the slightest in any compromise. So I'd suggest what the president ought to do instead of continuing to squawk at another branch of government, he ought to send his emissaries down to Capitol Hill. We ought to sit down together and start working on our differences. That's what adults do.
Let's go to the phones. Mike in Port Washington is with us first. Hi, you're on the air.
Hey, how's it going, Representative Obey? I got a quick question for you. Maybe not such a quick answer, but throughout your time in the House, I guess, you know, as I read more and more, females have been more of the cornerstone of the Democratic Party, where it seems like, you know, the white males, as they get older, have more been leaning more towards the Republican Party. Why? What really has caused that shift over your time? And you have a long period of experience, and maybe you've witnessed this or thought about this. What do you think has caused that quote unquote, you know, the white male shift away from the progressive ideas and more into the, I want to call it, it seems like my friends, too, think it's more cool to be a Republican lately than what they really feel are the bread, you know, the dinner table discussion items. I know our country's going to trouble and everything else, but I still want to vote Republican because, quote, unquote, I think it's cool or whatever.
Do you see that, Representative Obey?
Well, I mean, that's not the way I see it. There's a kernel of truth in what the caller says. But there are a couple of reasons why the Democrats ran into trouble since the '60s. Number one is because I think a number of people became angry at the insults that were thrown at society in general by some of the anti-war Vietnam demonstrators, and that turned some people off. But secondly, I think that the issue of civil rights had a profound effect. Lyndon Johnson did the right thing in pursuing the Voting Rights Act and the Civil Rights Act in the South, and that turned an awful lot of George Wallace Democrats into Republicans. So the Republicans in the South have been benefiting for years from the fact that the Democrats did the right thing on civil rights and brought us into the out of the Stone Age into the modern age. I think a number of people also like Ronald Reagan's personality. I don't think working class men or women can afford to vote on the basis of personality today. You've had trade policies that favor the economic elite at the expense of workers. You have CEOs of corporations today who are making 600 and 700 times as much as somebody on the shop floor is making. You have the top 1% of people in this country who are getting $50 billion in tax cuts this year, even though they make over $1 million. And yet you have average working people under the policies of this administration losing health care, having a tough time paying for college education for their kids. So if somebody wants to vote Republican these days, God bless them, I can't help them. But then they'll experience the consequences of their own votes.
Yeah. There will be an attempt, an override vote today for President Bush's veto of that children's health insurance program, the SCHIP program?
Yes.
But it's not going to be overridden?
Well, we don't know. Mm-hmm. At least I don't know because mm-hmm. I'm not counting the votes. I'm busy mm-hmm. dealing with appropriation bills. But, you know, the White House is raising one argument, which I find amazing. They are squawking about the fact that some states have chosen to cover some parents mm-hmm. of children without health care, and they're also squawking because they think that the program is being expanded to cover too many children in the middle income area. I would remind people the first person who I knew of who tried to do that was Tommy Thompson when he was governor.
Mm-hmm.
When we originally passed SCHIP, Tommy Thompson's administration asked the federal government for a waiver so that they could provide coverage for a small number of parents as well as children, and he asked, in other words, he asked us to allow Wisconsin to institute Badger Care. And I originally had some doubts about that because I thought that we had an obligation to first focus on the lowest income children, but I was convinced by the Thompson administration and by Mayor Barrett, who was then in the House of Representatives, that what the Thompson administration was talking about was the most efficient way to deal with the problem. Now, today, we find the White House talking as though this is some left-wing conspiracy. I would point out that SCHIP originally was passed by a Republican Congress, and it was a number of enlightened governors, such as Tommy Thompson, who saw an opportunity to provide an even more efficient way to cover the target population, and we're simply trying to continue in that mode.
Karen in Platteville is our next caller. Hi, Karen. You're on the air.
Hi. I'm wondering if Bush and Cheney can bomb Iran without the approval of Congress, and if they will.
Well, they can't do it constitutionally, in my view. In my view, if Bush and Cheney decided to bomb Congress without getting the approval of Congress, that would be an impeachable act.
Yeah. Is there anything Congress can do to prevent an attack on Iran? Another caller wants to know.
Well, I mean, that's sort of like proving a negative.
Yeah.
That's more than a little difficult. The fact is that the president, I suppose, could try to make up an excuse for going at Iraq. But I just don't believe that he is going to be in a position to do that. That would be a foolhardy action on our part. it would destroy what little influence we have left in the Middle East. So, I mean, this president is capable of an awful lot that is breathtaking, but I don't believe that that even he would be ill-advised enough to do that.
The president said yesterday that anyone who wants to avoid World War III would want to keep Iran from getting nuclear weapons or something along those lines. That's the, scared a lot of people to hear him talking about World War III.
Teddy Roosevelt said, speak softly, carry a big stick. George Bush believes in talking and talking and talking internationally in ways that simply enhance the political position of our opponents. I mean, America for more than 50 years has followed policy in Iran that is absolutely stupid, starting with the 50s when we overthrew Mohammad Mossadegh. He was not a nice fella. He was Marxist-leaning and Soviet-supporting, but he was, in many ways, a legitimate nationalist. Instead, our government overthrew him. The Shah was put in place. He lasted for a few years, and then he was replaced by a far worse problem, the Ayatollahs. I would submit that if we had let Mossadegh and his actions run their natural course, we would have a much more constructive relationship with Iran today. The other thing the president has done, he's almost single-handedly built up this pipsqueak Ahmadinejad into a giant killer. I mean, before we started talking about him publicly every day, he was just another loose nut wobbling around the country, saying silly things that had very little credibility in his own country. The Ayatollahs had the real power, or the mullahs had the real power, and we've sort of built him up internally in Iraq because we've been talking about him all the time, so he can point to us and say, look at what the big bad United States is trying to do to me. You've got to line up behind me. I mean, there are smart ways to deal with people like that, and they're dumb ways, and it seems to me that we've, in almost all cases, opted for the dumb one.
Bill in Superior is with us now. Hi, Bill.
Hi, Joy. Hello, Congressman.
Hi.
I support you tremendously in your efforts, and I do have a question. As the chairman of the committee, Appropriations Committee, what can the federal government do? We live in a very economically depressed area, and what sort of avenues would be available to promote economic health in Superior, Ashland, Hayward, the northern tier of counties in the state?
Well, the federal government, there is very little that federal government can do to deal with the specific economic development issues in narrow geographical areas. The best thing that the government can do is to follow overall national policies that help the economy to grow at a healthy rate, will help all areas of the country, including areas like you're talking about. Specifically, up in the Lake Superior country, we have programs in the Corps of Engineers, which have enabled us to help many communities with their rural sewer and water costs, to help them with community infrastructure. We put a great deal of money into development of good roads, so we've got Highway 53 four lane these days. By investing in infrastructure, which enhances the economic competitiveness of an entire state, you can also help regions like that. And then obviously there are other regional issues that we can get involved in. We've had the Economic Development Administration, which has provided loans to a number of businesses, but the administration has tried to shut those down in recent years.
Yeah, we'll have to leave it there. We're out of time. I wish we had more of it. David Obey, thank you so much for being with us.
Alrighty.
David Obey, author of Raising Hell for Justice, The Washington Battles of a Heartland Progressive. Also, of course, Wisconsin's U.S. representative for the 7th Congressional District, the longest-serving member of the U.S. Congress in Wisconsin history, current chair of the House Appropriations Committee. Congressman Obey will be in Wisconsin on October 22nd at the Madison Club, a breakfast and talk sponsored by WISPolitics.com. Seating is limited. The event is open to the public. There is a cost, which includes the breakfast. For more information, call 608-255-4861. 255-4861. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network. You're listening to the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Joy Cardine. It's 7:36 on this Thursday, October the 18th. Good to have you with us. Hope you stay with us and hope you show your support for Wisconsin Public Radio as we are working toward a $6,000 goal for this hour with a special challenge when we meet that goal. Joining me is Cheryl Gasser, the Assistant Director of Talk Programming here on the Ideas Network. And Cheryl, $545 raised so far toward that $6,000 goal.
And when we reach that $6,000 goal in the next 25 minutes, an additional $1,000 will be coming our way in support of Wisconsin Public Radio from existing public radio members. Their way to encourage you to become a member now. Renew if you've let your membership lapse. Join for the first time if you haven't been a member in the past. Whether you're listening for a few weeks or a few years, we want to hear from you. 800-383-9772, 1-800-383-9772, or WPR.org.
And a reminder that a very special thank you gift this hour. For a pledge of $180 a year or more, we will send you David Obey's book, his autobiography, a very interesting look at the career, the life and career of David Obey, the longest serving member of Wisconsin's congressional delegation, the representative for Wisconsin's 7th Congressional District for the past nearly 40 years, joining us to talk with you in this past half hour and offering his book as a thank you gift for you for your pledge of $180 a year or more. Find out how David Obey is raising hell for justice. The Washington Battles of a Heartland Progressive. 1-800-383-9772. I almost gave the call-in number. 1-800-383-9772. Pledge your support of any amount, $180, if you would like David Obey's book.
And if you want to break it down monthly, that's just $15 a month, 50 cents a day. What a value. Wisconsin Public Radio is here for you 24 hours a day with news and information. Wonderful guests that Joy brings you hour after hour here on the Ideas Network, and entertainment on the weekends. What is that worth to you? There is no set level. It's completely up to you. But again, for the $180 a year donation, Raising Hell for Justice, David Obey's brand new book, will be our thank you gift to you, along with the member benefit card.
The member benefit card entitles you to 2-for-1 entrees at more than 250 restaurants around the upper Midwest, as well as 2-for-1 ticket admissions to a number of cultural attractions, museums, performances, and the like. Also new this year, 2-for-1, two nights for the price of one at participating bed and breakfast. It's really quite a deal. If you get this member benefit card and use it, you will end up paying for your pledge and then some in no time. That's at the $10 a month level. But if you pledge $180, you will not only get the member benefit card, you will also get David Obey's book, Raising Hell for Justice. 1-800-383-9777. 1-800-383-9772, or pledge on our website, WPR.org.
Pledge because you appreciate hearing from your state and national representatives, and because Joy brings them to you on a regular basis. You get a chance to hear from them and to talk with them about the issues of the day. What is that worth to you? 800-383-9772, or online at WPR.org. When you go to pledge, either online or on the phone, it'll take 2 to 3 minutes. You simply tell us who you are, how much you'd like to contribute, and how you would like to pay for it. All the information, by the way, that you share with us, we keep. keep personal. We do not share your information with anyone else. 800-383-9772.
Working toward a $6,000 goal. When that $6,000 goal this hour is reached, an extra $1,000 goes into the pot from existing members who are offering this money as an incentive, as a challenge to you to support Wisconsin Public Radio. So very important to reach these hourly goals, but even more important this hour to reach that $6,000 goal, because it means an extra $1,000 for Wisconsin Public Radio programming. 1-800-383-9772. Won't you become a supporter of Wisconsin Public Radio? Won't you become a new member or a renewing member of the Wisconsin Public Radio Association? 1-800-383-9772.
And what that $1,000 challenge grant means is that when you pledge $60 this hour and we meet our goal and get the challenge grant, you've really donated $70. And when you pledge $120, mm-hmm. it's really $140. Or for David Obie's book, $180, it's really a $210 pledge because of that challenge grant. And your money, your pledge goes that much further this hour. But we've got to reach that $6,000 goal in order to get the additional $1,000. There's time to do it, but we want to hear those phones ring and those computer keyboards clicking. WPR.org or 800-383-9772.
You hear from your members of the Wisconsin Congressional Delegation on a fairly regular basis on this program and other programs on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. David Obie with us this hour. Heard from in the recent past from other U.S. representatives, including the newest from Wisconsin's 8th Congressional District. Steve Kagan has joined us on this program, as has Ron Kine from Wisconsin's 3rd Congressional District, and Paul Ryan from the 1st Congressional District, Tom Petri from the 6th, and I'm trying to remember if we've had anybody else on recently. Anyway, those were the ones on recently to talk with you about issues before Congress, to keep you up to date on what they are working on and to hear from you, to hear feedback from you. That's one of the things that Wisconsin Public Radio, that's what one of the reasons we're here, is to connect you with your elected representatives and to keep you informed on the issues before Congress and the issues before the state legislature. Help pay for this service by calling in a contribution. 1-800-383-9772. 1-800-383-9772. Consider the $180 pledge, as it is a nice contribution to Wisconsin Public Radio, but it will also entitle you to Dave Obie's book, Raising Hell for Justice, and the member benefit card, our way of saying thanks for supporting Wisconsin Public Radio. 1-800-383-9772.
Day after day and week after week, you hear from politicians and analysts and activists on a wide variety of issues that you care about, and they're topics that affect your daily life. What is that worth to you? The chance to join in the conversation, to hear from other Wisconsinites, to hear from experts on a variety of issues. Joy brings you 15 hours a week. It's always interesting, intelligent talk, and it is only here because of listener support. 31% of Wisconsin Public Radio's budget comes from listeners like you, and that's why we come to you during these membership drives a few times a year. Your support is important. Go to the phone now. Make a difference. Make that call at 800-383-9772.
It's quick. It's easy. Call that number, 1-800-383-9772, and a volunteer will answer the phone, ask you just a few questions like who you are and how much you want to pledge to Wisconsin Public Radio and how you want to pay for it. You can give a credit card number over the phone. We can send you a bill in the mail. We can make it as easy as possible for you to pay for your pledge, break it down into monthly installments if that's what you would like. But please do make that decision to support Wisconsin Public Radio, because you understand this is listener-supported radio, that this is non-commercial radio that depends on listener contributions in order to be here. 1-800-383-9772. 1-800-383-9772. You can also pledge online. That's quick and easy, too. Go to WPR.org and click on the area where it says click here to pledge.
1-800-383-9772 or WPR.org. Either way, We have raised $745 toward that $6,000 goal. Just 16 minutes left in this hour to reach that goal. And when we do, an additional $1,000 will be coming our way from existing members to Wisconsin Public Radio. But the fact is, if we don't raise that $6,000, we will not receive the additional $1,000 in the challenge grant money. So please, please, if you've been waiting all pledge drive thinking, I'm going to make a pledge, I just don't have the time right now, I'm going to make a pledge, I know I'm going to do it. Now would be a wonderful time to hear from you. Again, the number 1-800-383-9772 or WPR.org.
$180, a pledge of $180 gets you Dave Obey's new book, Raising Hell for Justice, The Washington Battles of a Heartland Progressive. 1-800-383-9772 or WPR.org. I'm Joy Cardine along with Cheryl Gasser, and this is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. This is the Ideas Network. I'm Joy Cardine along with Cheryl Gasser, encouraging you to pledge your support to Wisconsin Public Radio. Coming up in our next hour, by the way, it's about 13 minutes before 8 o'clock, and coming up after 8, we will talk about Iraq and Iran and foreign policy and the attempts by Congress to try to control presidential power, presidential war powers. That's coming up after 8 o'clock. Right now, Cheryl Gasser and I are encouraging your support to Wisconsin Public Radio and encouraging a pledge to pick up another new book, a really good one, Raising Hell for Justice, The Washington Battles of a Heartland Progressive, written by our very own Dave Obey, Wisconsin's 7th Congressional District Representative for the past almost 40 years, longest serving member of Congress in Wisconsin history, in the very powerful post as chair of the House Appropriations Committee. He was our guest in our last half hour and the author of this new autobiography, which is a thank you gift to you this hour for a pledge.
1-800-383-9772, the number. $180 for David Obey's brand new book, Break It Down Monthly, $15 a month. We are looking to raise $6,000 in this hour. In order to raise an additional $1,000, a challenge grant from existing members. And so far, we've raised just over $1,000. So thank you so much to the 7 members who've contributed so far this hour. But we obviously have a long way to go and want to hear from you. 800-383-9772.
I think you'll enjoy reading about David Obey's roots and growing up in Wausau, Wisconsin, his time in the state legislature, then how he was elected to Congress, at that time the youngest member ever representing Wisconsin elected to Congress, and now longest serving. Here's what some people have to say about his memoir or his autobiography. Raising Hell for Justice is a powerful and enlightening memoir by one of America's all-time great legislators. Obey is one of a vanishing breed in Congress whose entire career in public life has been committed both to advancing a principled agenda and working constructively with colleagues on both sides of the aisle. Obey burns with a passion sparked by his childhood experience in a working-class family and channeled into politics and policy making by his embrace of Catholic social justice and La Follette progressivism. That's what Thomas Mann, who is with the Brookings Institution, had to say about Dave Obey's book, Raising Hell for Justice. 1-800-383-9772. 1-800-383-9772. Pledge $180 to help support Wisconsin Public Radio, and we will send you this book as our thank you for your support.
And in his book, David Obey talks about the shifting balance between Democrats and Republicans, talks about the evolution of Congress, ethics reform, and his views of the recent Bush presidency, something I'm sure you'll want to pick up and read. You hear from David Obey and other congressional representatives, as well as folks in the state legislature on Joy's show on a regular basis. You get a chance to call in and talk with them about the issues that are on your mind. And this hour, you get a chance to pick up David Obey's brand new book, A Pledge of $180 a Year or More to Wisconsin Public Radio, and we'll be happy to send it to you as our thank you gift. We're looking to raise $6,000 this hour, and we have raised so far $1,665. Thank you so much for your pledges of support, and we really want to thank those of you who've already called in.
You know, I wanted to ask Dave Obey when we had him on, but we ran out of time, plus I wanted to give as much time as possible to listeners to ask questions. I wanted to ask him about why he believes public broadcasting is so important, because listeners may or may not be aware of it, that Dave Obey was really involved in, through state legislation, when he was, I think this was when he was a state legislator, in getting a Wisconsin Public Radio's network set up with the transmitters in the different stations.
No,
so he's very involved with that, and he was a real fan, a proponent of public broadcasting funding in terms of funding for the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. He stepped in the last time there was a threat to that funding on a federal level and got it restored. So David Obey has been a friend and a supporter of Wisconsin Public Radio through his lawmaking and policy making, and for that we are very grateful, obviously. And we are also grateful that he had time to spend with us and that he wrote this book, Raising Hell for Justice, The Washington Battles of a Heartland Progressive. 1-800-383-9772. This book is yours for a pledge of $180 a year or more. Plus, that contribution will go a long way in paying for a service you value, a service that counts on, needs listener contributions.
Your pledge goes to pay for things like the telephone bill here at Wisconsin Public Radio. In order to get guests on the line, to get callers a chance to call in, it's a toll-free number, as you well know. Pay for newspaper subscriptions, for the transmitters, to get our signal out across the state. We do what we can to keep costs under control here, and we love to hear from you during these pledge drives. We come to you because it's simply the most effective way to raise money in support of the programming that you hear and that you rely on day after day. 800-383-9772 or WPR.org.
Just about $2,500 raised toward that $6,000 goal, and only about 7 minutes to go in this hour. So we need to hear from you. Every single pledge counts. Every pledge adds up, and we get to these goals one pledge at a time. So please do call in your pledge. Help us make that goal and pick up the extra $1,000 challenge grant. When we reach $6,000, an extra $1,000 is put into the pot from existing members. An encouragement to you to call 1-800-383-9772 or WPR.org and contribute, make your contribution to Wisconsin Public Radio.
We're just about halfway there to that $6,000 goal. This is doable with your web pledge, with your phone call. We can make this goal. Any level makes you a member of Wisconsin Public Radio. But again, at the $15 a month level, we will send you David Obey's book, Raising Hell for Justice, along with the member benefit card, giving you 2-for-1 entrees at hundreds of restaurants, 2 nights for the price of 1 at bed and breakfast, online shopping discounts, 2-for-1 admission for cultural attractions around the state. That alone, using it enough, will pay for your pledge. You'll probably even save money. And again, the programming, of course, is what you're really paying for. The number, 800-383-9772, or online, WPR.org.
Here's what David Obey says in his book. Even more passionately than when I first entered public life, I believe, as Bob La Follette believed, that government must be strong enough to be an effective referee, a fair umpire capable of knocking the rough edges off capitalism, just as an umpire can curb a bully on the ball diamond to keep the big boys honest and protect the weak from being crushed or bloodied. That's David Obey, Raising Hell for Justice, The Washington Battles of a Heartland Progressive. 1-800-383-9772. If you would like to support Wisconsin Public Radio and pick up a copy of this political memoir by David Obey, pledge $180 a year or more. That's just 50 cents a day. Karen Prager tells me that's the cost of a cup of coffee in 1970. Seems to me it was price of a cup of coffee just a few years ago. 1-800-383-9772. 1-800-383-9772. 50 cents a day will help support Wisconsin Public Radio in a big way and get you David Obey's new book, Raising Hell for Justice.
$2,500 is what we have left to raise, $6,000 and make that challenge grant an additional $1,000 in Wisconsin Public Radio's pot from existing members, their way of encouraging you to become a member. What about a dollar a day? That works out to about $30 a month, a little more. You can set it up using an electronic funds transfer where it just comes automatically with your permission, of course, out of your checking account each month. You don't have to think about it, but you see it on your statement and you know you've done your part to help keep Wisconsin Public Radio going strong. 1-800-383-9772.
Just a couple of minutes to go, and I'm sorry I jumped in. I'm getting excited, Cheryl, because I really, 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 with our listeners' help, want to reach this goal of $6,000. We have missed some of our goals during this drive, and we have missed out on some of these challenges. Let's not make this one of those occasions. When we reach $6,000, an extra $1,000 is in the pot from existing members, a $1,000 challenge on the table if we, and I'm saying if we because we are short of this $6,000 goal, if we reach $6,000 by the end of this hour, it means an extra $1,000 for Wisconsin Public Radio programming. And it would be a shame to miss out on that. Do help us reach that goal and get that challenge with your generous pledge to 1-800-383-9772. 1-800-383-9772.
From the State Capitol Report on Mondays to the Week in Review on Fridays and everything in between, Joy covers politics like no one else. She brings you guests you're not going to hear anywhere else and gives you the chance to join in the discussion. What is that worth to you? A pledge now would go so far towards reaching that $6,000 goal. $2,300 left to raise. Just a few minutes, Troy, but we can do it. Callers can call in. Web pledgers can go to the web at WPR.org and make a pledge. $2,100 now to go. Call in 800-383-9772.
Make that pledge because you appreciate hearing so many different perspectives on Wisconsin Public Radio, and you appreciate hearing from guests like David Obey, the congressional representative for Wisconsin's 7th Congressional District. And do it because you believe in justice, believe in maybe the causes that David Obey believes in. 1-800-383-9772. The $180 level is what we are asking for if you would like a copy of his book, Raising Hell for Justice, The Washington Battles of a Heartland Progressive. 1-800-383-9772. You can also pledge online, WPR.org. Well, we have to go to news now, Cheryl. Keep on calling through the news. We can do this with your help. $6,000, if we reach that, an extra $1,000, a challenge grant, comes our way for Wisconsin Public Radio programming. 1-800-383-9772. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network.